At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. That is where you can find my information about golf lessons from me at the golf practice in Highland Park, Illinois. And at the Coronado Golf Course in Scottsdale, Arizona. So those are two places where I'm teaching. You can also register for my free instructional videos at HaneyUniversity.com. All right, I'm watching this weekend a lot of golf. Well, this coming weekend I'm going to be watching a real lot of golf because the Masters is coming up. But let's just review what happened on Sunday in golf. I actually watched all three tournaments. I watched LPGA. My buddy Rick Silverman got me tuned into that. I was on the phone with him. He says, "You got to see this playoff. You know, they're having a playoff." Well, they were having a match play out in Vegas, Shadow Creek. I said, "What course are they playing?" He says, "I don't know." And he said, "It's out in Las Vegas." I was like, "Man, that looks like Shadow Creek." I said, "I had to check that out because I love Shadow Creek." Anyway, Nelly Korda was playing. She's the best player in the world. She probably has the best golf swing in the world. Like, people ask me, who has the best swing on the PGA Tour? The best swing on the PGA Tour isn't on the PGA Tour. The best swing in golf is on the LPGA Tour. No doubt about it. Nelly Korda. I think she has. I like other swings, but I like her swing. I like her swing the best. I think that's going to be number one on my list. Right. But when I'm watching, I'm wondering, why didn't she swing at it faster? I mean, it's beautiful. It's rhythmic. It's she's got great tempo. Looks like she could hit it like 30 yards farther than she hits it. She has such a pure swing. Oh, my God. She's won four tournaments in a row, going for the record, held by Nancy Lopez in her next tournament. Five tournaments in a row, LPGA record. Anyway, I never talk about the LPGA, but I'm starting off talking about the LPGA because I'm watching that tournament from Shadow Creek in Vegas, and I'm thinking, this girl's swing is so pure. You know, some people's swings... Well, it's kind of like sports figures. They transcend the whole game. And earlier in the day, I had a big day watching women's sports, which I'm not opposed to watching women's sports. But there's got to be something that really interests me. And I watched that Caitlin Clark in the NCAA finals. South Carolina was just dominant, and she couldn't do anything about it. And I'm like watching this, something. Poor girl. I mean, are they ever going to let her rest? I mean, she plays like every minute of the game, that Caitlin Clark for Iowa. But that, I watched that. That was a chance to watch absolute greatness. And then I turned on the LPGA match play because that was a chance to watch greatness again, because that golf swing from Nelly Korda is absolute greatness. Watching the women's basketball, I can appreciate the great passing, and they shoot great. I mean, that was impressive. Like, I've never watched women's basketball before. That was pretty good, I got to admit. Watching the women's golf, I don't watch that much either, because when I look at it, I see that there's nothing, and this isn't a negative, this is just a fact. There's nothing the women do that is better than the men. Nothing. I mean, they don't putt better. They don't chip better. They don't sand shot it better. They don't iron play it better. They don't do anything better. There's not anything they do better. They don't hit it farther. They don't do anything better. But Nelly Korda swings better than anybody. That got me watching. So I would have to say that if she's on the lead, and especially if she's going for like some kind of history, you know, like the next time she plays, breaking the women's mark for, or tying it for most amount of wins ever, I'm going to be watching. I'm going to check it out. Greatness will get me to watch. There's no two ways about it. Okay, the next thing I watched it simultaneously. I had... You know, people say that the ratings are terrible on LIV. Well, I mean, they're looking up the CW or whatever channel they're on, but they're all over the place. They're on your phone, they're on your computer, they're on your iPad, they're streaming. I mean, they're all over the place, and they're all over the place all over the world. So I think there are more people watching than you think. But I'm watching on my phone on the LIV, and I'm watching on the TV on the PGA Tour. I'm watching them both at the same time. You know, I'm enjoying them both. I mean, this Akshay Bahita, how do you say his name? Akshay Bahita. I think that's how you say it, Akshay. That kid is good. Jesus, 22-year-old lefty. I mean, now that kid's worth watching too. I'll watch that kid too. It's hard for me to watch the PGA Tour too. I said it was hard for me to watch the LPGA Tour. It's hard for me to watch the PGA Tour. I mean, these leaderboards are brutal. But I would have to say that the next time this kid's played, see, this is what you need. You need some kind of greatness, or you need somebody that you think this could be the next greatness. And I didn't really watch that kid. I saw him play as an amateur. He was like 18 years old or whatever. I saw him down there in at Myrtle Beach, and just watching him hit on the range a little bit. And they said, oh yeah, that's Akshay Bahita or Bahati or Bahita, Akshay Bahita. That's Akshay Bahita. And I keep saying Bahati because that's like Adam Levine's wife's name, but Bahita, Akshay Bahita. And I'm watching him, and they said, that kid's turning pro. And I'm like, what? I'm like, how old is that kid? And he said, like 18, he's turning pro. I'm like, wow, man, that's he must be good. He must be really good. And he is. You know, he made his way on the tour, played his way on the tour, you know, buy.com or whatever they call that thing. He got his way up there. And next thing you know, he's knocking on the door on the very, 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 like extremely watered down PGA Tour. I mean, oh my goodness gracious. I mean, these leaderboards are scary. I mean, they are scary. Matter of fact, after Akshay wins, he talks about Denny McCarthy. And he said, you know, he was putting the pressure on me on the back nine. I actually had a six-shot lead going in the back nine. Six-shot lead. And I love the caption on PGAtour.com. It said, Akshay, he squanders, or what did they say? He squandered his lead. And I'm like, he what? I mean, he did what? The other guy made seven straight birdies. He made seven straight birdies, and they go, he's like squandered his lead or something. I mean, like, geez. Squanders a six-shot lead is what it says. He shot 67. I mean, the guy had a lead going into Sunday. Batia shoots 67. Squanders his six-shot lead. The other guy made seven birdies. No, Danny McCarthy. And Akshay says he's one of the best players on the tour. Now that right there is what's wrong with the PGA Tour. Like, if that guy is one of the best players on the PGA Tour, and I'm not saying he's not, he's made $12 million and he's, you know, I mean, he's, you know, he seems like a really nice guy. But if that's the best, if that's one of the best players on the PGA Tour, that's where the PGA Tour is right now. That's exactly where the PGA Tour is right now. That Denny McCarthy is one of the best players on the PGA Tour. I mean, he's got a nice swing. He's 31 years old, though, and he's all of a sudden one. He never won a tournament. Never won a tournament in his his career. Never. He's played in 174 events, made 119 cuts. He's one of the best players on the PGA Tour. Wow. I mean, he made $15 million now. I guess he made a bunch of money at this one, too. Anyway, that guy, here's my thoughts on this. I'm going to tell you what Denny McCarthy is. Denny McCarthy is the leader. He is the leader in the clubhouse. You know what he's in the leader in the clubhouse in? Logos. He is the logo leader. I'm watching this telecast, and I'm like, first off, he's got this hat on, Sovos, S-O-V-O-S. No earthly idea what Sovos is. Secretariat on one chest. No idea what secretariat is. I thought that was a great Kentucky Derby winner. AmTrust Insurance. Okay, obviously that's an insurance company. Then we got the CHO, C-H-O. Maybe there's some, maybe it's Echo. Could be Echo. Maybe there's another one, another letter in there I'm missing. Then he's got another logo on the, he's got double logos on his collar. One on the right collar, one on the left collar. He's got a hat logo, two sides of the hat logos, and he's got a logo on his back. And he's got two logos on his sleeves. I'm watching the telecast and I'm counting them up. See, I can't help myself. I'm counting them up. And this guy's got some kind of agent. I don't know who his agent is, but his agent is selling stuff. This guy on his shirt, just only on his shirt. And these aren't small. He has seven logos. Not one of a company I've ever heard of. And then on his hat, he's got three more logos. This guy right here, this Denny McCarthy, has 10 logos on his hat and on his shirt. That was my big takeaway from the Valero Texas Open. My big takeaway from the Valero Texas Open was Akshay Bahia is a heck of a player, 22 years old. He's going to be a good one. Like when people say, okay, who's the best young player? I got a new best young player. I'm saying he is. I like that kid's game. And I like his demeanor. I like his attitude. got a little problem with the shoulder, popped his shoulder out, celebrating in regulation, but capped that. Denny McCarthy made a huge putt on 18. He birdied last seven holes. Made a huge putt, Denny McCarthy, on 18, and Akshay caps him off. That's pretty damn good right there. I mean, you got to get any time you can put the capper on somebody, that is big time, like big time. McCarthy's was a great putt. No doubt about it, but the capper is a harder one, and he capped him off, and that's impressive. 22 years old, capped him off, celebrating, pumping his arm, shoulder pops up, and I saw, you know, I thought, what? This guy's reaching for his shoulder. He's got it in now. He's injured. I mean, I'm like, I thought this is weird. You know, he's calling for the physio in the middle of the 18th fairway on the playoff. And then I went back and I looked at the replay and I saw it happen. I saw it because I've dislocated my shoulders before, and I saw his shoulder sublux. It wasn't like a total dislocation. It came like halfway out and popped back in. And that'll be a little, one, it'll freak you out a little bit for sure. And two, you know, it'll definitely be, you know, painful for a little while for sure. That's going to be a reoccurring problem with him. You know, I know way too much about dislocated shoulders. Once you do it one time, there's like 100% chance you're going to do it again. And he's young and he's really wiry and doesn't have a lot holding that shoulder in. He's going to have to get that thing fixed sometime, but that's not a big deal. But he's got to tighten that thing up. That's going to be an issue. Or he's going to have to get taped up. He's young, you know. He's going to do something stupid. He's going to play pickleball. He's going to go on a water slide. He's going to do something. That thing's going to pop right out. And that's, oof, man, I'm cringing thinking about that. But that's not a career end or anything. That kid's going to be good. That kid is good. I took that away. That was a takeaway for me. That kid is really good. The Akshay Bhatia, really good. And then the Denny McCarthy has more logos than I've ever seen on any professional. He's the number one logoer on any. I've never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. That was my takeaway. And by the way, he soldered it in the creek on the playoff hall. Never seen. I can't remember. I mean, I've seen guys hitting bad shots. Bad tee shots, bad, you know, I mean, missing putts. I've never seen a guy lay the sod over it and hit it, chunk it in the water from like a 100 yard. That was like shocking. Now, I mean, it's hard to rag on a guy too much after he just shot, I mean, what did he shoot, 63 and made 7 birdies coming in a row? I mean, but wow, that's just, that's something you don't see every day. You can watch a lot of golf. You don't see that every day. You probably won't see that at the Masters.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then I'm watching the LIV. And, you know, I'm listening to all these commentators. I was listening to more of the LIV commentators. I have to say, I probably prefer those guys a little bit better. But then Jerry Foltz starts talking about how, this is on the LIV broadcast. You know, he goes into his deal about how whoever wins the, you know, Valero Texas Open is going to, you know, if they haven't already qualified and Batea hadn't, then you're going to be in the Masters. But, you know, no matter who wins here, you're not going to be in the Masters, you know. Like he's crying in his soup about the whole. And I'm for having the best field you could possibly have. Clearly, everybody's listening to me knows this. I'm for the best field you could possibly have in any of the majors, all the majors. But I mean, come on. There's no... I don't think they deserve it, and it will never happen. There's no way that they're gonna give automatic exemptions to the Masters for winners of a 48-person tournament. That ain't gonna happen. There's a lot of things that could happen. There's a lot of things that will happen, but I can tell you what won't happen. They are not gonna hand out an exemption for winning a 48-man tournament to get into the Masters. Now you may get in if you win a couple. You may get in if you finish X on the money list. You may, you know, there's a lot of ways you could get in, and eventually they're going to let those guys in because they want the best field they can have. But come on. I mean seriously, you're trying to convince me that you, everybody who wins a tournament on the LIV Golf Tour 48 players. I mean, I'm a big LIV fan, but 48 players in the field, you're one of them. You're beating 47 guys and you should get an exemption to the Masters. There's no freaking way that's going to happen. No way. That ain't going to happen. So, but you know, they are leaving out some guys. I mean, that Taylor Gooch definitely deserves to be playing in the Masters. It's ridiculous. You know, he's won three or four times in the last year on LIV. I mean, it's got to be worth something, doesn't it? Anyway, I'm watching that tournament and it's going on the way. And that was exciting. All, you know, four or five guys tied for lead. Burmeister, Sergio, Louis, Hatton. Oh, man, that guy's a beauty. Terrell Hatton. Matthew Wolf. I mean, I've heard of all these guys. Oosthuizen. Week in and week out. Because they only play 14 weeks on the LIV. Week in and week out, though, if you know, there those 14 weeks, you got a leaderboard that you've heard of. You know some of these guys. You know pretty much all of them. Yeah, you don't know these guys on this on the PGA Tour. It's like crazy. Maybe we'll start to learn who they are. I don't know. But anyway, okay, so I'm watching that tournament, and they get on the 18th hole. I mean, they're all over the place because it's shotgun start. But just so happens that the leaders are finishing on 18. And Burmeister, who won twice on the European Tour before he went to LIV. I mean, this guy's a heck of a player. He hits it right. 18's a tough hole, Doral. You know, that's an iconic golf course. Trump Doral, it's a great golf course. It's a ball striker's course. I've been there many times. Watched Tiger win there, on numerous occasions. I think he's won there. I know he won there at least once when I was coaching him. But I think he's won there other times as well. But it's a great golf course. But that 18th hole is tough. Water left. A lot of penalties, you know. Penalty shots are hard to avoid playing at Doral. And he drives it right in the trees, got a punch out. And then, you know, he ends up making a four-footer for bogey. That's the best he could do. So now Sergio makes a bomb on 17, like a bomb. And, Sergio's not the greatest putter. I mean, but you don't have to. You know, they're only playing three rounds. 11 under is playing off. And Sergio hits a great drive on 18. I mean, that's the hard shot to hit, but he can't get it on there close enough. So now he leaves himself a long lag putt. He's not a good putter. And this is one of the things that is underrated when I'm thinking back of the greatness of Tiger Woods is Tiger's lag putting. And when you're a great lag putter, it enables you to be more conservative with your iron shots because you know you can lag it up there close. And the example I always use on that kind of little theory I have is when Tom Watson almost won the British Open, the Open Championship at, you know, however old he was, 50 or 60 or whatever, he almost won. It was going to be like a historic thing. And he gets down there on 18 and he's in between clubs. He's got 8 and 9. And if he hits the 8 and maybe, you know, knocks it over the green, that's a possibility. So you don't want to do that. So he takes out, he's right in between clubs. So he takes out the 9, but the 9's going to leave him like 50, 60 feet. And from 50, 60 feet, he's going to probably leave himself a 4-footer. That's probably what's going to happen. Not the greatest lag putter at that point in his career, and really not a good short putter at that point in his career. So he's probably going to leave himself. So now all of a sudden there's a 3-putt possibility. And Sergio's kind of the same way. Like Sergio can't leave himself too far with his iron shot, because if he does leave himself too far with his iron shot, he's liable to leave himself a 4 or 5 footer, and he's going to miss some of those. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter. He has a terrible lag putt. And all he's got to do is 2-putt to win. It's a terrible lag putt, and he doesn't even come close on the next putt. Doesn't even come close. I mean, the announcer's trying to tell me that he thought it was going to break to the water. I mean, the putt broke right. I mean, come on. The pin's back left. You know where the pin's going to be. They know where the pin's going to be before they tee off on the tournament. They play, practice round Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. Pro-Am on Thursday. He didn't go out there blind. That's my point. He played some kind of practice round. You know where the pin's going to be. And in all likelihood, you're going to be short or you're going to be right. You're going to be short and right. That's where you're going to be. You're going to be short and right. You're not going to be long and left. You're going to be short and right. That's where you're going to be on 18. And you get up there and you practice that putt and you know which way it's going to break. So when the announcer says, oh, he thought it was going to break to the water, I mean, you know which way the putt's going to break. You've practiced that putt in the practice round. You may not know exactly how much it's going to break, but you don't think it's breaking left and it breaks right. I have such a hard time listening to these guys. I mean, it's just like let me watch. I don't even want to listen to these announcers. But anyway, Sergio 3-putts. Then they play it again, and he hits the, you know, he puts it in the water on his second shot, and you know, gives the guy a, you know, and he hit a good iron and, you know, another one in there, and then he makes the putt, you know, but he makes a bogey. What's my formula for golf? There are three things you have to do. You have to eliminate penalty shots, 2 chips, and 3 putts. And it's almost always the same. And I promise you, absolutely, 100% guaranteed, at the Masters this week, it will be penalty shots and 3 putts that determine the winner of the Masters. And what was it that determined the winner at LIV? It was penalty shots and 3 putts. Sergio, penalty shot, 3 putt. And on the PGA Tour, what was it that determined the winner of the tournament? Penalty shot. When Denny McCarthy hits it in the water on the playoff hole. It's the same thing every time. So when you're trying to improve your golf game, those are the areas you focus in on. Penalty shots, 2 chips, and 3 putts. When you're watching the tournament, it'll be the same thing every single time. You watch this week. It'll be absolutely guaranteed. All right. Appreciate everybody listening. Remember my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. If you got the aches and pains that Akshay needs a little for his shoulder there, the dislocated shoulder, that would be rub that Voodoo Pain Relief Cream on there, and he'd be brand new in the morning. Still have a loose shoulder, but it wouldn't be hurting at least. You got the joint pain, muscle soreness. It's absolutely fantastic. 100% guaranteed. Go to voodoopainrelief.com to get that. Hope everybody has a great day. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.